All right, guys, it's time for Zoo Time Showdown. So, Chris, who's going to win in a fight, a toddler or a squirrel?
A toddler is not a zoo animal.
Unless you meant can't be found at zoos.
Unless you meant a toddler-aged squirrel versus an adult squirrel. But that's just ridiculous.
No, toddler versus squirrel. Just answer.
Does the squirrel have rabies?
We're not going to discuss this.
You're right.
Toddler, squirrel.
The toddler.
All right, Ben, toddler, squirrel.
Can I just ask, how old is a toddler? Is that 2 years old or is that
I'll call it 2.5.
Toddler.
All right. I say squirrel. Eagle versus raccoon.
Eagle.
Ben?
Eagle.
I say, wow, raccoon. No, I say eagle. I'm sorry. Lobster versus rooster. Chris?
Lobster.
Ben?
Rooster.
I say rooster, too. Even though the lobster has the outer casing. No, rooster. Last one. Wolf pack versus hyena pack. Chris?
Wolf pack.
Ben?
Wolf pack.
You know, I like wolves more, but I'm going to say hyena pack. That was Zoo Time Showdown. That was fun.
Hey, Danny, I have a question for you.
Sure.
What, of all the animals in the animal kingdom, which would you most like to make love with?
It's got to be dolphin. I feel like we've had this discussion
I know.
Before.
We both always say dolphin.
I just feel like dolphin? They'd... I don't know. I feel like they'd be the most kinky.
Well, it would probably feel the best.
Yeah, they're so smooth. It's...
We talked about... we had an animal sex podcast recently, so that's what made me think of that.
No, but here, I'm going to tell you, a dolphin is very similar to either latex or a wet, lubed up breast. You know what I mean? Like, the skin seems something...
Because two large breasts kind of seem like two baby dolphins.
Exactly.
I don't know if I've ever touched a dolphin. I don't think I have. You guys have?
Have you ever been to, like, Marine World and got to touch, like, a slippery whale or a dolphin? Just feel how smooth and erotic it is?
I've never got to touch anything. I got to touch, like, some sheep at the South
County
Fair.
That's not erotic.
That's barely erotic.
No.
Depends on what part of the country you're in. Ben, what animal would you like to make love to the most?
And I don't mean sex. I mean you have to really passionately make love with
make
it.
Make love.
Like, look in its eyes.
And tell it you love it. And mean it.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm going to say something. A parrot at least might say it back, which is nice.
If you need that psychological.
Yeah, if you're like kind of.
Unless you're a player like me.
You don't want
you don't
it.
Ever fall in love with them hoes.
Exactly.
That's a good question. A cat.
Really?
Like a big one, like a lion or something.
I feel like that's dangerous. You better do a good job. You want to receive or give it to?
Give it.
Sure.
That seems dangerous.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I feel like that's just a bad idea.
I guess I was just more thinking of the cuddling afterwards. Like you could kind of lay behind it and just run your fingers through its mane.
You know manes are on male lions, right, Ben?
No, I meant like the female lions have them.
They don't have manes, I'm sorry.
You know what also might be good? Just like fucking a fish, like a trout.
You know, I've always said, before I die, I'm going to fuck me a fish.
Don't fish have little teeth, though?
Well, I don't mean like oral. You guys have no foreplay.
No, I'm going to gill fuck it.
No, you vaginally.
I don't think that they have vaginas.
No, they don't have vaginas.
What do they have?
Egg layers and gills.
Well, how do they get it from another fish?
They don't. They lay an egg and then another fish comes and basically
fertilizes
said lady.
I'm learning
egg.
A lot.
Da, da, da,
a
da,
snake
da,
might
da.
Be good too.
Yeah, I know we've definitely talked about me fucking a snake on this podcast before.
Like what kind of a snake?
For me, what kind would I want to?
Yeah.
A female.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think it matters because I'm going to mouth. It's just going to, it's basically me putting the snake over my penis and then masturbating. You know what I mean? Like having it like open its mouth over my penis.
I could somehow picture like a giant boa constrictor, like choking Chris out while he's rubbing one out.
That's the only way Chris can have an orgasm.
If he's well trained.
I know Chris likes to be choked.
That's what I was saying.
No, I like to choke. I don't like to be choked.
Oh, okay. That's right. Now I remember.
I knew it was one of the two.
Oh, you guys don't like choking?
I don't know. I think I respect women too much to do that.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever choked a woman.
I'm not saying choke her out, but just give her a little squeeze.
Well,
can we tell a story about one of Chris's ex-girlfriends?
Sure.
We'll let Chris tell it, but do you remember when you had the ex-girlfriend in Sacramento, and she said during sex she wanted you to say mean things to her? Tell that story.
Yeah. All right. Okay. When I was living in the state capital with my friend, near my friend Ben, I dated a girl.
Yeah, Chris, when he says that, he was homeless. He actually used to sleep on the front steps of the Capitol building.
We used to fight a lot, and if there was a pretty vicious fight, I actually would go spend some time at the Capitol.
Is that true?
I'm serious. I would drive downtown, and sometimes I'd get out and just walk around the park by the Capitol.
That's funny.
Capitol Park.
That's just a little interesting side note.
95814.
But she was really, like, nothing... She had a really, 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 really dirty appetite.
That's like me, but in a different way.
And, like, first of all, no was not in this girl's vocabulary. She never said no, and she didn't want to hear you say no
either. Oh, man.
And, like, at first, when I first started dating her, you know, it started out with just, like, dirty talk, you know, which I always kind of thought was kind of stupid, but
yeah, I know.
You go along with it anyway. And like, she'd be like, oh, say, tell me I'm a whore and all this stuff. You know, like the typical things like, oh, you're a whore. You know, you're such a slut. But then eventually it's like, no, you got to be more mean to me. You're too nice. You got to be meaner to me. And she's like, tell me like mean things. Be like really mean to me.
And wait, I got to stop. This is during intercourse, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I thought that was assumed.
Okay.
So then I would be like running out of things to say. So eventually I was like, oh, I just started telling her the truth. Like, oh, you're so stupid. You really need to lose weight. Ordinarily I wouldn't say that stuff, but you don't know how persuasive she could be.
At one point you tell her that she was fat and all your friends hated her.
I was like, you're so stupid and annoying. All my friends hate you. Which, like, she didn't get turned on by that.
Really? Hang on. Let me catch my breath here. You said she did not get turned on by that.
She's like, not stuff like that. Just, you know, call me a whore. Keep calling me a whore. Like, she wanted me to think of, like, different words. I had to get a thesaurus to find all kinds of different words
Roger
for you're a whore.
Roger helps her come.
And, yeah. Oh,
she didn't climax instantly when you told her that she was fat and all her friends hated her.
I can't imagine that not working.
No, that took a turn.
Did you climax when you said it?
It was pretty liberating.
Wow, that's a great story.
That was one of my favorites.
I have a good story about one time when I was having sex with an ex-girlfriend of mine. I was just, you know, when sometimes you're really making love and you're just, it's more about the kissing even than it is about the sex.
You're the only one I know that can make sex with a woman sound so fucking gay.
I know. Can we talk about fucking horses again?
Yeah. I'm kidding.
Watch this filth off of me.
Sometimes it's all about the kissing. Anyways, go ahead.
Danny's the only guy I've ever seen whose girlfriend gets annoyed with him by all the kissing and stuff. Like, every girlfriend I've ever seen Danny with, he's like always kissing on her cheek and stuff, and she's always like, all right, enough.
Like, Danny, can we cuddle less?
I know. Can't you just hit it and then we can go to sleep?
Yeah, but I can't go straight to sleep after I hit it. I have to cry first. it's so beautiful, you know?
Well, one time I heard Danny having to get it on with his girlfriend, because we live in the same apartment. And it was weird because I didn't hear like the typical noises like bed springs and stuff. I just heard Danny's voice going, you know, sometimes I feel like I'm so close to you. I just want to cry.
Is that the time when I walked out and you had that cup up against the door?
One man, one cup.
And he had that snake around his neck.
Had that plastic bag around my head.
Oh, goodness.
Have any of you guys ever had, like, rough, violent?
I've received.
I didn't mean by a human.
No, then. Ben?
Rough or violent?
Not, like, super violent, but a little hitting or, well, you know, maybe, how some girls, like, spanking. Maybe a little angry,
like, after a fight.
Yeah, maybe that, but not, like...
You know what occurred to me recently?
What's that?
You know how some girls like to get spanked?
Yeah, I don't understand that.
There's no way you can slice that it isn't really fucked up. Because, like, one, like, it's always like, I'm naughty, I've been naughty. It's like, either they are, like, fantasizing about getting punished, which, who punished them? Their father or their mother, right?
Right.
Like, it's not like some stranger came along and punished them, and if they did, that's pretty fucked up. So, or they're like remembering a time that they wished their father or mother had punched them. Like, what? It's all about.
Or a teacher. Maybe there was a teacher.
Yeah, it's
that
like
they wanted
there's
to.
No way that spanking is not fucked up. It's either incest or like child abuse.
No, well, hang on though. Because here's something that you're not factoring in is that women want to feel dominated a little bit. I think that's just in their DNA. I'm serious though. You know what I mean?
I agree with you.
And I think that that's just a way that they, that's just our society's nowadays, what they would associate being dominated to. You know what I mean? I don't think it necessarily means that they wanted their dad to, that's just a way of showing
domination.
Yeah, but
it's always like, it's a specific, like they ask for spanking. Like you can like be like kind of dominant without actually get over my knee and I'm going to spank you. But you know, that's all about like, sort of like punishment like a kid, you know?
I guess that's true.
I think 90% of it, though, it's kind of like what you talked about. You remember when we were talking about the dick sucking and the noises that they were making?
Right.
It's for show. It's for your benefit.
I think that's true, too.
I don't think any women really like to be spanked or think that that
I don't know.
Like a turn on for them. I think they think that it turns on a guy.
I think Chris has more experience with fucked up women than we do.
That's true.
But I also think... Of course, I believe that that's true, and it doesn't. I don't even think it necessarily means that a woman is fucked up. It just means they've developed a different type of sexuality than other women did.
Most of them are posers. You're right.
But I also think that it's got to do with sort of the feeling of you're not in control too. It's not just being dominated, but it's the lack of control. It's losing control of the situation. You're not in control of the situation. I find that that's a big thing for women more than anything else.
But why is that?
I don't know. It's, I guess, in my opinion, it's probably because sexuality is basically repressed in the United States, at least where we grew up. And I mean, in most of the society of the United States, sexuality is basically repressed. So they almost have a guilty feeling that naturally comes in association with sort of sexual feelings. So if they feel out of control, they can sort of release the moral, you know what I mean, right? Like they don't have to feel like they're doing something that's morally wrong if they're feeling like they're out of control. They can feel like someone made them do this or this is happening almost beyond out of their control against their will.
It's like so many women have some kind of a rape fantasy at some level or another.
Yep.
And it's
that's
crazy.
True.
It's like seriously, every girl I've ever dated has had that on some level.
Me too.
And it's crazy how much of a hypocrite they are too, because when you're in a relationship with a woman, they all have rape fantasies. But when you've never met them before. You weren't screaming police when you were in a relationship with me and you were a different woman.
Discussions like this, we should get a woman in here because
I know.
It's kind of funny how we're trying to break down the psychology of women.
And not only
there
that,
be women listening right now, just shaking their heads.
I'm sure there are.
Mostly fatties and fuglies.
No, but I was thinking, God, any girl listening to this probably hates us and like thinks, "What, these guys don't know what the fuck they're talking about?" And I would think that if I heard three girls talking about one guy too, like, "Yeah, shut the, you guys don't know what the." Seriously, could you imagine a three girl podcast like, "And guys, they just like to dominate you."
Yeah.
And wouldn't you get so pissed off listening to that?
I know there's some girls out there that are like so annoyed by this, but you know deep down they want it.
I don't know about that. But I know we are running long tonight, so we're going to have to end this podcast. But let's end it the same way we started. So, Chris, in a battle to the death, tortoise versus the hare?
Tortoise, for sure.
Ben, tortoise or hare?
The hare.
I say tortoise, because I think it's just going to come down to who can outlive the other one, because I don't think either of them can attack, and tortoises live a long time. Giant squid.
Can I change mine to tortoise?
Giant squid versus hammerhead. Chris.
Oh, Jesus. Hammerhead.
Giant squid.
I say giant squid. Bull versus walrus, and this is in just a small pool of water.
Walrus.
Walrus.
I'm going to say walrus, too. Finally, kimono dragon versus a jaguar.
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 Kimono dragon. Oh, it's been fun, guys. Good night.